Finally, in this session, let's look at how we deal with a situation when the compensation proceeds retained by the taxpayer are not small. In this instance, a deferral claim can still be made under Section 23, but this claim will be modified. Let us return to the example of Mark. We know that Mark received compensation of £50,000 in September 2010 for flood damage to his property. Let us now assume that Mark spent £40,000 on restoring the property in March 2011. As you'll see, Mark has retained £10,000 of the compensation he received. We need to consider whether HMRC will regard this £10,000 as small. Quite clearly, the £10,000 is greater than £3,000, so we must consider the 5% rule. The £10,000 of proceeds will only be small if they are not more than 5% of the compensation received. Here, £10,000 is quite clearly more than 5% of £50,000, so the proceeds retained by Mark are not small. HMRC will allow Mark to make a claim under Section 23, but this time the claim works in a different way. There will be a part disposal in 2010-11, but this time HMRC will only tax the proceeds retained of £10,000. This is on the basis that Mark only has £10,000 of cash available, so his sale proceeds are restricted to this amount. As this is a part disposal, we must calculate Mark's base cost by using the A over A plus B formula. The A in the fraction will be £10,000, whilst the B in the fraction will this time be the restored value of the property, that is, the value of the house in March 2011, after the enhancement expenditure has taken place. Don't forget that Mark received cash of £50,000 in September 2010. He will be taxed on £10,000 of these proceeds, leaving £40,000 worth of proceeds to be deferred. This £40,000 will therefore be rolled over and will reduce the remaining base cost of Mark's house on an eventual sale. The first thing we need to do is to calculate the capital gain on the part disposal in September 2010. Sale proceeds are equal to the compensation retained, being £10,000. The base cost of the asset is the original cost multiplied by A over A plus B. Remember that the B in this fraction is the restored value. Mark's original cost was £90,000. The A in the fraction is the cash retained, and the B is the restored value, that is, the value in March 2011, which here we shall assume to be £190,000. The allowable base cost is therefore £4,500. In calculating the capital gain, HMRC also allow us to take a proportion of the enhancement expenditure incurred in March 2011. The restoration costs were £40,000, which we'll multiply by A over A plus B. The allowable restoration costs are therefore £2,000, giving Mark a gross gain of £3,500. The final step is to calculate the capital gain on the sale of the property. Mark sold the property for £250,000. From this, we must deduct both the original cost and any enhancement expenditure. Mark originally paid £90,000 for the property, but £4,500 of these costs were used in calculating the gain in 2010-11. The remaining base cost is therefore £85,500. Similarly, of the £40,000 worth of enhancement expenditure incurred in March 2011, £2,000 of this was used in the previous disposal, leaving £38,000 of enhancement expenditure remaining. If we add these together, the base cost of the house is £123,500. However, let us not forget that on making a Section 23 claim, £40,000 of the compensation proceeds were rolled over against the base cost of the house. We must therefore deduct this £40,000 to give us an allowable base cost of £83,500. We deduct this from sale proceeds to give a gross gain of £166,500. Again, we can reconcile this figure by looking at cash received minus the cash spent. Mark received sale proceeds and compensation proceeds totaling £300,000. He spent £90,000 in acquiring the property and £40,000 in enhancing the property, totalling £130,000. Part of this cash profit was taxed in 2010-11. The remainder of the cash profit will therefore be taxable in the year of sale, and if you look at your sums, you'll see that this is £166,500. There are two practice questions to attempt to complete this session. Violet received compensation of £100,000 in October 2010. She spent £96,000 of this capital sum in restoring her property, so the proceeds retained are £4,000. We first need to consider whether the proceeds retained are small. The proceeds retained are quite clearly more than £3,000, so we need to consider the 5% rule. The capital sum received is £100,000, and £4,000 is quite clearly less than 5% of this amount. Therefore, HMRC will regard this £4,000 as small. Violet can therefore make a normal Section 23 claim. This means no part disposal will arise in October 2010, and the whole of the compensation proceeds may be fully rolled over. Violet originally paid £120,000 for the shop in 1990. Against this, we'll roll over the whole of the compensation of £100,000, thereby reducing her base cost to £20,000. However, do not forget that in December 2010, Violet incurred enhancement expenditure of £96,000, thereby increasing her base cost to £116,000. Vincent received £200,000 compensation for the damage to his painting in April 2010. We are told that he spent £175,000 in restoring the painting. The compensation retained is therefore £25,000. We first need to consider whether this figure is small. It is quite clearly more than £3,000, therefore we need to consider the 5% rule. £25,000 is clearly more than 5% of the compensation payment of £200,000, therefore the revenue will not regard this amount as small. Vincent can make a claim under Section 23, however, the revenue will tax his proceeds retained under the part disposal rules. Here we would use the A over A plus B fraction, where A is the proceeds retained of £25,000 and B is the restored value. We are told that the painting was revalued at £600,000 in June 2010 after the restoration work. Let us now move on to calculate the gain on the part disposal in April 2010. We start with the proceeds retained at £25,000. From this, we will deduct original cost multiplied by the part disposal fraction A over A plus B. The original cost is £400,000, which we duly multiply by £25,000 over £625,000. The allowable cost is therefore £16,000. We can also take a deduction for part of the enhancement expenditure. Again, we multiply the restoration costs of £175,000 by the same A over A plus B fraction. Here, £7,000 of the enhancement expenditure is allowable. Vincent has a gain of £2,000. This concludes this session on compensation for assets damaged.